So how do we use these powerful means of unconscious communication to build rapport? The secret is using them to communicate, "Hey, I'm like you. You can like me." We do this by matching someone's physiology or voice tonality. The first one to learn is the physiology. In face-to-face communication, it accounts for more than half the available communication. All you need to do is to match the other person's posture, their facial expressions, and their gestures. Just a hint here, you match their gestures whilst you're speaking, not whilst they're speaking. This is a natural thing to do. We do it all the time. Next time you're out for a drink, notice people stood at the bar. You can tell when they're in rapport because they stand the same way, drink at the same time, and match each other's expressions. You can also tell when they fall out because they do the opposite. Even young children do this. You must have noticed them copying the gestures and expressions of adults around them. Normally, mum or dad tells them off for being cheeky. Really, they were just learning rapport. And we'll have to relearn it in the future from an NLP trainer like me. Oh well, my source of future students is secure. If we match someone's physiology when we're in rapport with them, why not put the horse before the cart and match a person's physiology to get rapport in the first place? It's simple, but powerful. I remember when I first learned this, I went to a seminar given by a presenter who is very well known in the field. Probably someone you would know. I was just starting out and I really wanted to meet them. But I was right in the back of an audience of at least 100 other people who really wanted to meet him too. What could I do? Well, I used rapport techniques. I matched his posture, the tilt of his head, his expressions, even his breathing, as I saw the rise and fall of his shoulders from the back row. The presentation finished, and the presenter made his way down the center aisle to the back of the room. He stopped when he got to me and said, "Don't I know you? I'm sure we've met before somewhere." That started our conversation. No one else in the room stood a chance. He came to me. Now, if this simple technique can do that when I'm 1 in 100, what can it do for you, 1-to-1, with your clients, your family, your partner, or just someone you'd like to be your partner? If you don't believe it's so simple, just do it. For a week, match the physiology of those you'd like to have rapport with. It's okay. They won't notice as long as you're subtle with it. Just see what happens. Be careful, though. I experimented with these techniques once when I was traveling home on the Underground in London. When I looked at my watch to check if I was late, 6 other people looked at their watch at the same time. They had unconsciously begun to follow me. I was leading them. Powerful stuff. My lesson? Only build rapport with those you want to have rapport with. Next, I want to teach you how to take charge of your own brain.